Thank you, councillors. Get the right page. The opening welcome to councillors and staff for the extraordinary council meeting dated the 29th of June 2023, commencing at 5 p.m. I note that councillor O'Connor, I assume, will be here in not very distant future. So the prayer, Almighty God, we humbly ask you to grant your blessing upon this council, direct and prosper our deliberations to the advancement of your glory and the true welfare of the people of our shire and Australia. Amen. Amen. Recognition of traditional custodians. Your Rallashire Council recognises the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet and acknowledges Aboriginal elders past and present. We extend this respect to other Indigenous Australians who may be present at the meeting tonight. The meeting will be, it's been audio recorded and no other persons permitted to record the meeting, and persons attending the meeting should refrain from making defamatory statements, and please turn off your mobile phones. Councillors, we have two submissions, so what I'm going to do is just pause the meeting while people have a chance to read those, given that they've come in late. And then, yes, I'll go and ring Councillor O'Connor and make sure he knows what time it is, because I know he's here in the. Councillors, I'll just continue on with the noting that disclosures and declarations of interest. Anybody who wishes to advise that they have any declaration, that's fine. I will note that the purpose of this meeting is to consider the draft operational plan 2023-2024. And I will note that we have two submissions. So in the first instance, I'd like us to have somebody move and second that we accept the submissions, and then I'll invite comments. Thank you. So if somebody, happy, Councillor Bower, Councillor Burrows, all those in favour? Right. Now I'll invite any councillors who wish to comment on those submissions.
Mr Mayor, I'd wish to make a comment in respect to one of the submissions.
Okay, Councillor O'Connor.
I make a comment in relation to the fact that I am mentioned. I am mentioned, and it appears that this submission is entirely about my statements. In it goes to say that I, as an in-town resident, I could submit a proposal and then vote for its adoption, which recommends a 61% yield and proposed rates increase we charge to rural fire services. Rural farmland greater than 40 hectares, which in turn would see a decrease in rates to in-town residents to benefits to himself. The Local Government Act specifically exempts council in relation to a pecuniary interest in relation to the setting of the rates. Besides that, the tone of what has been said is that because I said this is the way we have done it in the past, that I am dismissive of any actions to modify the rural rate. The letter says that we have to act in an open and fair way. I have always acted in an open and fair way. The fact that rates are set on the land value, and that the land value is imposed upon us by the Valuer General, and the Valuer General does not apply an even increase in rates across categories, means that every time there is a rate revaluation, there is an adjustment between the contributions from farmland, residential, rural residential and business. That's happened over the years, and there have been winners and losers. Farmland wins sometimes, farmlands in this instance loses, and quite dramatically. I'm very, very much aware of the effect it's having on the farmland. In fact, I do calculations and I know exactly how much it is. And I know exactly who's going to be affected. Those people who have valuations above 79% will pay more. Those who have below that will pay less. And that's the way it is. And if we start making adjustments to satisfy rates, then we are no longer acting in even-handedly or with openness. So I will stand by this council's long-term rate in the dollar, an even rate across all categories. And I believe it's the most appropriate way. So I strongly defend my position. I strongly reject the statements made in this submission. And I would suggest councils ignore it.
Thank you for that, Councillor O'Connor. I will note on the one of the submissions that suggests that the increase in land value will exponentially increase Shire Council rate yields. That statement's wrong. The overall yield is only allowed increased by the 3.7%. Councillors, any other councillor wish to make comment? Councillor O'Crouch.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I support Councillor O'Connor's position. I believe we could have spent considerable time and effort each year trying to maintain the rates at whatever level they are when we start. The way the rates are set at the moment is completely on land value, which is equitable across the Shire. And I support that position.
Any other councillors? Councillor Bower?
I dismiss the conflict of interest on point two on this submission that Councillor O'Connor as an in-town resident. I'll just leave it there. I disagree with that. In saying that, I have been against and will be against for the future of a set rate of ad valorem, which is swayed against all farming land as far as I'm concerned. I would love to see 10-year history of what's happened in the previous 10 years. I don't accept that there's winners and losers in the future. Maybe there is. 79% of whatever it is rise is a fair rise in anyone's valuation, up to 130%. You've got to understand there's a lot in this area at the moment, over 100%. The total land value of 681, I won't say what it is, but, you know, compared to 140 for residential, is a fair difference, 68% compared to 14%, which is, you've got to understand, there's a lot of income coming from the land around Yarralla. So just be aware of statements made when you're talking about in the future, because I can't see in the future how it's going to be easier, especially like we've had a pretty good run with stock and all sorts of everything's dropped 50%. I can name them all: cattle, lambs, sheep, wool, and I'll argue a lot of it's more than that. But that's, we've had it pretty good for the last 3 years as well. I understand that. But this doesn't justify a rate rise like that for the surrounding land. Not for me anyway. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And I appreciate Councillor Crouch's comments in relation to Councillor O'Connor. The suggestion that he somehow has some sort of conflict and isn't able to make statements, I reject out of hand. Any other councillors wish to make comment? Councillor Toomey.
I wanted to ask Mr. Mayor on this if there is any further progress on the discussion points that have been raised about creating a new rating category, because perhaps some of this conflict would be addressed if we had something similar to the mining category that addressed the res categories. Is that the host res, I should say, specifically, maybe?
There has been that question asked, and that was part of the overall review of our rating system. The discussions to date have not been positive. They've just said, oh, you know, that's all too hard. I believe it's one of those areas that we will need to pursue with the Country Mayors Association, as I also believe that it's appropriate for us to pursue the issue around the base rate, which is clearly conflicted this year. I understand the base rate was set up to try and alleviate some of those huge fluctuations between rural residential and farmland. The fact that we had to reduce it to match one of the categories on the basis of the 50% obviously is another issue that we need to take up. But at this stage, no, the answer to your question is not at this stage.
So I would presume then that we should, what we do now will be for this financial year, probably. Any changes would be not for this financial year. Is that where we should have our minds at this point? And perhaps we could support, as council, resolving, you know, some wording in a letter or something that helps support the argument through Country Mayors, which I realise you take up on our behalf, but I would be glad to see that progressed, and I appreciate the work you're already doing in that space.
I couldn't agree more. Councillors, are there any other comments before I then go to either the recommendation, or that you'll see that there's a draft recommendation from Councillor Toomey? Having quickly read it, given that I got it at 4:26, my first, the only suggestions I have before we go to debate this or the other notion is that the draft operational plan, when it was placed on public exhibition, actually had those changes in it. So what council saw didn't, but what was placed on exhibition did. And I would also, I don't quite understand point three. When Councillor Toomey wants to speak to this, I'll get her to clarify what it is she hopes to achieve on that. Otherwise, I think probably we'll start Councillor Toomey and then we'll go around the room. Thank you. Right.
Sorry, just one point on the things that you said just then. So when you said I probably should ask you just to say it again. So you were saying that this went on display and it was correct, but the version the councillors received was not correct.
Yes, so I'm clear. What was given to the councillors a month ago? What you've ended up with was the version that was advertised. So the first one didn't have the tables correct, but what was put on public display did.
So this version I've got in my hand that was only printed a week or so ago, is it correct or not?
It is. It
has tables. Good-o, because that's what I'm working on.
Yes,
okay, that's right. Thanks.
I guess then that goes to that issue about what we put on public displays, what at the end of the day that we need to be confident that the public has seen that. So thank you. Councillor Toomey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I've recommended some changes based on my thinking and feedback through the process. I in relation to point one, perhaps to clarify what I'm trying to get at there, is what we saw on the 30th of May was what I thought would go on display. Tables were added after that I didn't actually realise were there, even though I was looking through this document regularly. They were helpful tables. They're informative tables. I'm just making the point so that we recognise they weren't in the 30th of May version, but they have been on display for the community to see. They outline projects, they're quite useful and helpful, no problem, but I just want to be clear that they weren't there, and that's part of the reason I have some of these other questions now.
Okay, so that goes to the question about whether you slightly change that wording just to reflect that, yes, it wasn't on that, but it was what was put on public display. That's my suggestion there.
Okay, I can think of some words to amend. I hear what you're saying. Point two is probably pretty self-explanatory. I was really hoping that we would include an apprentice mechanic in the budget. So we've got that in there, have we? Yep, it wasn't in the amended motion from the last meeting, so I wanted to just be sure because I didn't see it. that on page 18, we talk about the 60-40 split of the cost share for the two FTE. I had people ask me which was us, which was Walker, so I wondered if we could just identify which was us on that cost share. Are we the 60 or the 40? That was put to me. I said I thought it was 60, but it took me a while to dig through to find that. When I looked at the, below the operational plan detail on these sort of pages, where we have those tables, that's where I looked back and tried to add up a little bit to be sure that I was still reading things correctly. And there were a couple where I felt they now didn't seem to add up quite correctly based on that table reflecting the expenses planned for those areas. So one of them was, say, on page 22 of the exhibition version, there is a table that talks about the purchase of two waste trucks, estimate at $1 million. I just felt that it didn't seem, I didn't know if it was quite right then in the way we've got capital numbers expenditure only at 350. I just didn't know if that was at all reflected. I mean, I didn't go have time to go through and check the water cycle projects, the sewer projects. I just wondered, because I know that we are spending more in sewer, in water, for example, than was in the AMP, which is kind of where I was correlating to as well. So that's where that was coming from. I just as a simple request that that be just double checked.
The issue around the garbage trucks is once they're actually we resolve to purchase them, it's not currently in the budgeted documents because it was going to be loan funds if we purchased them. So that's why it hasn't been included at this stage. But and the other thing is that probably the deliveries will be outside the 12 months. But that's the $350,000 doesn't relate to the garbage trucks.
No, I realise. And because they appeared there, it looked a little bit like it was out of sync then. I understand it's a loan, I understand it hasn't happened yet, but I'm just providing that comment because I wanted to make sure we were right with the numbers in those operational sort of sections, which are so helpful for people, that they were reflecting what was actually planned. Maybe we should not have the trucks in there as a, I don't know, but one way or another, I'm just trying to get that to marry up. I wondered if the $120,000 for a special rate variation investigation was still in the budget. I thought it was, but I wasn't sure where to actually find it in the final exhibition version.
It is still in the budget, yes.
Okay. So my suggestion is that I believe until we have those mature asset management plans and an adopted long-term financial plan that we don't need to have that in the budget. I think that's going to be something for the next year. But
that would clearly need to be a discussion
for all the councillors to consider these points, Mr. Mayor, absolutely. I felt there was, it looked like a double up slightly under the building control office where we have $106,000 for a contractor, noting that we're now going to an in-house service shared with Walker. I just wanted to, and then we've got wages increased, which I understood was to account for the new employee. So I was going to suggest that we remove the 106 for the contractor because we've actually allocated money. We actually already do have a budget there, and if something goes wrong and it's slightly delayed, well, that may be fine, but we've actually got money there and we don't need it there twice. I was concerned about that looking like we could make a saving.
I wonder
there.
Whether that wouldn't be something that we should ask the staff to ensure that that's the, how that's been dealt with rather than asking to straight out remove it.
Well, because we're at this point, I wasn't sure how else to deal with it, but I'm happy to take advice, of course.
Well, as I say, without staff going through how those items, we should note that they, you know, clarify that. But as I say, I'm just difficult to remove it if we then need to find that that's, you know, not how the numbers run together. So I'm happy to see a change of wording on that, but yeah, I'm just worried that if we remove it and then find that somehow the numbers don't add up, then we've set ourselves up to fail. So I'd rather see us make some comments so the staff can have an opportunity to review that. But,
yeah, I'd be happy to see it come back to the next meeting if that's easy too, but I would like to see us really make sure that we need one or the other, or if we need both, how is that really, that's all. And then the final thing was, those tables are such a great start on updating our asset management plans for the 23-24 work. They are an example, for example, in water, completely different to what's in the actual current 23-24 schedule. The roads are quite different. So that to me I would just feel much more comfortable and that we could progress towards a long-term financial plan with confidence if we had those tables simply dropped into our asset management plan as much as possible, not trying to create a big job, but clearly we've come to a point with different capital works in particular for this year. and that this would just allow us to put them in and keep those living. I mean, just like the budget, these things need to be adjusted and amended as we go, and this has been a great review of all the details. I appreciate enormously all the work that's gone into it, and I just felt that you've done the work and it could perhaps just kind of be an easier update than it perhaps seemed otherwise, because I do think those tables are very helpful. You know, so it was just about
slotting them through. But I guess the other bit is that maybe we'd, something like we've requested staff look to align the adopted asset management plans, expenditure, et cetera, so that rather than us find that we, that where the numbers don't add up, where we've changed the budget significantly. So that's all I was suggesting in that space.
I'm actually worried
that if we put the whole, everything from the asset management plans into the budget, and if there's a number that's wrong or significantly wrong, then the whole thing becomes difficult to deal with at all.
Perhaps can I clarify that point, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor? I think just to be clear, what I'm getting at is the budget is significantly different already to the AMPs, and I'm happy that we've adopted it. It's more money in lots of places. Let's just push that into the AMPs. It will start a different AMP discussion. Usually the AMPs should drive our budget, but we're going this way. That's fine, but I just want it to push into the budget so that we don't get out of sync with it and we're a year ahead and it's all not sort of matching up. So I'm not suggesting that I'm suggesting that this be the driver of then this year's budget, AMPs, and we work with that and with what the staff have put forward and what council's decided we can do. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
Are we on the same page?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, are we in committee or should we go into committee?
There's no, sir.
Oh, no,
unless you want to speak about individual personal, there's
okay,
no
right.
Committee, it's open season.
Okay. I haven't caught up with that nuance. Okay. Councillor Toomey is going to move this motion, I will be suggesting an amendment to number one. I believe the way it's stated at the moment doesn't really clarify what is being aimed, and I would make a recommendation that it be amended to read, notes that the additional information tables that reflect various projects were included on pages 16, 20, 22, 25, 27 and 35 of the exhibition version of the draft operational plan to that adopted by resolution 29.05/23, which clearly says that they're in there. That's all it's saying. Councillor Toomey has said that, you know, they're a good addition, which I think...
Well, I best go back. Firstly, Councillor Toomey, are you prepared to move that motion?
If you don't mind, I'm happy to move it, pending that I think this is what we're discussing. So
okay.
I think point one, I'm happy for a clarification. As I said, I put this together as quickly and as clearly as I could, and my point was simply about making sure people understood that these were additional, they were new, they're good, but we just need to be clear that it was different to the 30th of May, and I think Councillor O'Connor's wording satisfies number one, puts that more clearly. And in number two, I think point A needs to go about the mechanic because I can see it's in there. I'm happy to rethink some words, and I'm doing that while I listen to the debate, Mr. Mayor, around those other points. But I'm happy to move it if that helps.
I'm going to treat that as you moved it and that Councillor O'Connor's suggestion on one becomes, if you're happy with that. Now, councillors, around the room, Councillor Crouch.
Just before we do, can we just... I think it might be helpful for the minute taker to understand what point one change that we've suggested is.
Okay, Councillor O'Connor, are you able to help our minute taker? Okay, Councillor Crouch.
Righto. If I don't have a lot of other questions or amendments, but if we remove the $120,000 for the special rate variation, we should be able to reinstate the $361,794 that was removed from the budget to that relate to Yarralla Street reseals and rural reseals that were removed during the adjustment we're required to bring the budget back into balance. I understand both those amounts of money were the $120,000 and the $361,000 were originally going to come out of the general fund, and so there could be a straight substitution there.
Just on that, I thought the monies were going to be rolled over, so I just wonder whether we can deal with all that, if you like, into the QBRS1 for the new year and reflect them a clear idea of what our budget is. I agree with those items. We should do them if we can afford them. Mm-hmm. I thought that the reseals were a rollover item, but that's only...
The explanation that was given to us at the last meeting is that they would be carried over to the next year. But there could be a double up next year in that they're items that are in our asset management plan. They're also in it for next year. And if we don't do them this year, they then become a backlog.
Okay. Yeah, well, obviously keen to get them done, and given they're a summer project, I think, but if you're happy to keep that on the top of your list, please, and we deal with it that way. I appreciate that. Did you have anything else, Councillor?
No, don't have anything else.
Councillor Petroff?
No.
Councillor Burrows?
I'd just like to thank Councillor Toomey for this new resolution and the work that she's put in to do it. That's it. That's all I've got.
Councillor McMullen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I reflect on a question I asked at our ordinary meeting on Tuesday with respect to stormwater and the rehabilitation of Yarralla Creek. I notice it is in our service area environmental management of the draft operational plan. I also note, and you might reflect upon the fact I brought to your attention, $33,037 was being taken from the restricted funds for stormwater of some 300 and something odd thousand dollars. And I asked whether or not that was part of the $60,000 that we had moved to release from those externally restricted funds to conduct the aforementioned review, stormwater asset management plan, improvement plan review of stormwater for both Yarralla and Bundara. Could I just have a clarification of where that budgeted amount is going and why we haven't included in the budget that $60,000 to be drawn from the $343,000 of the externally restricted stormwater fund?
We will not impact the budget if we get the answer that because it was taken on notice at the last council meeting, given that it's from restricted assets. So it won't affect the overall budget position. So with your indulgence, I would like the staff to be able to reply to that question that was taken on notice at the last meeting. But we accept that we should proceed and the money's there to do it. And as you say, it is an externally restricted asset.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I accept that and would simply ask that it be treated as a matter of reasonable urgency based upon a number of correspondences that both yourself and I have had from concerned ratepayers. Thank you.
Hopefully when we get an answer from staff about that, it should be one of those items that we reflect on into the QBRS1. Thank you. Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, in relation to point two, I would be agreeing with the clarification on page 18 of the Draft Operational Plan 2023-2024 to state the percentage of cost share for the two full-time equivalents that fall to the Yorulla Shire Council. It just clearly says 60-40. So I think a clarification as requested by Councillor Toomey is appropriate. I cannot support any of the others. I certainly don't support the removal of a budget allocation just because it may not happen. There may be a need to do a special rate variation, and if there is, we will need money for it. And we need to put in our budget resources to do things that may need to be done. We make allocation, we make decisions as to whether or not they should and shouldn't go in there, but having made the decision to put it in, I would defend it staying there. And I wouldn't like it pulled out to just to do an adjustment to another item which could be fully discussed in the quarterly budget review. And I think, and in relation to removing 106 for a contractor, it's really what it shouldn't be a removal of 106 for a contractor. It should be a use of the contractor's funds in the budget allocation for wages when the person is appointed, because that's what it is. It's a line item which clarifies it as contractors. And if we advertise, we have advertised, and if we appoint someone, then that is the budget allocation that will be required to pay that person's wages. So there is no other item on that list, and I certainly agree with the Mayor that the point three is more, you know, a matter for a future council decision. Thank you.
Councillors, I'm going to wait till we've been around the room. I'm happy to separate out the issue around the $120,000 for the rate variation and just have a mover and a seconder, and we vote accordingly on Councillor Toomey.
I just wanted to respond to something that I felt just misrepresented, something I had intended, if I could clarify, Mr. Mayor. The reason I raised the issue of the contractor was because it was only brought to my attention under the administration expenditure wages category, which I didn't see before. It talks about a contractor in building certification services. We actually have increased and made an allowance for the staff wages of a new building certifier in the town planning area. Those wages have gone up by almost $100,000, that wages component in town planning. I'm happy to reword as you were suggesting so that we ask staff to validate that both those lines are actually still needed. But the reason I was suggesting it is because I believe there is a corresponding line for wages that's been correctly allocated, and it was identified by staff that they had put that in the budget. I simply saw that that was a double up with the contractor line appearing to still be there, but I'm happy to reword to ask staff to validate that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. I understand the point and I agree with that. So, Councillor Doran.
Thank you. I know that Councillor Crouch's point that he put forward was responded to, but I would like to put it back in the discussion, please, and I'd like to ask if it could perhaps be included in these points, A to E, which are in this motion, so that we don't lose track of it, rather than trying to keep an eye on it and have it in the next QBRS. And I would just like, we're going to this level of detail to ensure that these things are in here, and I would like to see the comment that Councillor Crouch, I would like to have that included here as well, please, for full transparency and to keep it fully on the radar, and so it's in our operational plan and we have it there.
I'm not a fan of that. Well, maybe what we can do is list that we should consider that item and the item around the Yorulla Creek and the stormwater drainage, maybe put as an extra item, but I'm reluctant to include significant amounts of money into the budget without council staff having an opportunity to rework those figures. So, yes, I'm happy to take some sort of wording that says we should reflect on that in the review of the budget, the same with the stormwater management. However, not not try and put another 330, whatever it is, because as I say, some of it I know is rollover money. We just give us an opportunity to do that. So if that if that's possible and we can think about that, we'll go for it. Councillor Bower.
So if that could please be then passed on to the minute taker so that we can then look at it in the, this raft of stuff, that would be great. So if perhaps if Councillor McMullen and Councillor Crouch could provide that, and then we can, we've got it in front of us and we'll be able to consider it properly if that's all right. The other thing I was just wondering about, is that I really applaud the, as I have already, the newsletter that went out, the special edition about the operational plan. I'm looking at the table with the budget snapshot that's in there and I'm trying to compare it to the budget that we've got listed here in the operational plan, and I'm having a little bit of difficulty getting stuff to match across. So I'm wondering if that's perhaps, because clearly these figures have come from somewhere, and I would, like to see this. So that's on page 58 of the document, and the newsletter, I'm just checking it on the council website under newsletters.
And I'll ask the Acting General Manager if she'd like to comment.
Thank you, that'd be great.
Sorry, Councillor Dorrin, I'm just not sure what table you were referring to. So page 58 of the
58
exhibition
of the
version
document,
or the
58 of the last version, the exhibition version of the draft operational plan. And sorry, it's a last minute question. It's just something I realised as we're going through this, and I thought, well, hang on, it should match up with that great document that we put out to our to the community. With the draft operating budget snapshot that was clearly captured there, and just how that relates back to this, please.
Councillor Dorrin, we might need to take that on notice because I think we're just trying and try and match it up with what the last lot of figures that were given to council at the meeting 2 days ago. So, okay, so if that's acceptable, sorry. Councillors, I'll ask the manager of governance just to take those numbers through from page three. I'm just trying to work out which numbers are different.
Yes, ma'am. I hope I can contribute. But I think that we have drawn this snapshot, obviously, really compacted all of the information, but drawn the snapshot from the table in page on page 53. It's the draft budget income statement and CAPEX summary on page 53 of the operational plan.
I was hoping you were going to walk us through it, Manager of Governance.
I can't do that. No, I'm not that clever.
So on the table in on 53, the budget total income of operational activities matches with the 24,815,000 seems to match there. So then we've got a negative 18,895 in the table on page 53. It is 19,895 that I can see that perhaps lines it up. You can please step in whenever you think you can, or someone that knows more than I do. The result before depreciation and capital grants seems to match up with the operating result profit loss before capital grants and depreciation. So that's 4,921,000. Yeah. I think that does look like that's where that is. Thank you.
The difference is $64,000 and the summary, the high-level summary on page 58 of our business paper, I think it's 52 in the document, is at, which brings up a $1.511 million deficit of operating result.
Can
is
you
incorrect.
Say that again, which are the figures?
Here it is.
No, I've got the table. What's the...
That figure there. That figure there is wrong.
Yeah, but tell us also, we can all...
Okay. On the $1,511,000...
$1,500,000... So this is on page 58?
On page 58, yes. Is because the expenses have been added up to $19,959,000. Where it should have added up to $19,895,000. Where the $65,000 comes from, I don't know, but the $19,895,000 agrees to the documentation here, right? If there is a mistake on that page there of $64,000, it's because some figure has been added in twice. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that figure needs to be ignored because the one... 447, which goes to the overall result of 4,306,000, agrees with the detailed documentation that we've checked out.
Okay.
Okay.
So where's the show me where the ones are that you're talking about.
Okay. This is.
I don't think it's on that.
Not on that one.
No. So 53 is the one.
Hang on. This is the one for...
This is the latest.
Yes. Councillor Burrows.
I think I understand where Tom's going, Councillor O'Connor's going. However, there's still a $1 million variation between what's in the budget snapshot in the newsletter.
Expenditure.
Councillor Bower, can I go to you and we'll come back to Councillor Doran and Councillor O'Connor?
I'm not sure I'll make any more sense, Mr. Mayor, but I've got a couple of things here. Councillor Toomey's motion that I've read a few times because I'm a bit slow, and the removal of the $120,000 special rate variation, I can understand why council has done that, because you get on the website and there's an opening for that position of $75,000, which is overpriced here. But anyway, depending on a lot of other things, it has to be noted where we go forward with this, whether it stays in or stays out, just as long as it's noted. And part E of $106,000, where Councillor O'Connor definitely wants that left in there. Well, you know what I think of contractors, the best of times. So building certifiers are definitely needed here, and I don't know what the work is. I'd have to discuss that further with council staff, but 106 doesn't go into a 75 really good. Moving on from that, I do thank you very much for putting these together. It enlightens us a fair bit, I can tell you. And it does make sense to me. The point three that has been causing a little bit of discussion, I had about a minute before we started the meeting to discuss that with you, and Councillor Toomey, and you explained to me that I was on the wrong track, which is correct, I was. She didn't put it that way, but that's the way I was. So, anyway, enough said there. The rate hike, I'm getting back to this rate hike again. I don't want to bore you to tears, but it's you've got some people affected in a very positive way. And when you get a very negative result on surrounding farmland, and you've got other categories getting a decrease in rates in a time like this, I thought neutral would be fine. But a decrease just doesn't stand for me. I mean, talk about robbing Peter to give to Paul. I think the mechanism needs to be looked at. I really do. That's only my point of view. I'm sure there'll be a comment from outside. That's all right. I bore most people. So another point was, I would love to see, for my indulgence more than anybody else's probably, wages kept separate on the spreadsheet. It'd make it so much clearer to me. Administration is administration. When you throw wages into that and it just totals out, I just need to do a lot of homework to follow it through. So I don't agree with that. So just a point being made. I hope I haven't bought too many people. But thank you very much. I do support this motion. In principle, I just hope that... Look, I'd be quite happy with point E to be removed and taken into the July discussion, but that depends on the council's decision. Thank you.
Hey, Councillor, I think we just need to adjust the wording slightly for point E. What I will do now is actually have council point D. I'm looking for a mover and then a seconder to remove the 120,000, and so we can then make a council decision, particularly on that matter. So, Councillor Toomey, you wish to move it, and then we'll deal with the rest of your motion. If that's
so, can we do that as a separate motion? Is that what you're proposing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I understand. Would you mind if I just would it help if at this point I gave some alternate wording to the minute taker, or do you want to just deal with that first?
If we've got alternate wording for that, and you know, Councillor Crouch and Councillor McMullen, if we can get those wording sorted, and then we can go to that item, that might be the best, please. So we'll have a couple of minutes while we do that, please. Councillor, just while we're doing that, there are a couple of things on the spreadsheet you have, which are the attachments with those submissions. There was a change that the manager of the community services asked that we change the actions to provide HCP and CHSP services within allocated funds, and also... There's a paragraph on page 61 that says the New South Wales Government has undertaken to fully fund the increase in Council's 2023-24 emergency services levy contributions, so the rate peg does not include increases in the cost of the ESL. We should take that out because that's now not likely to happen. So we'll just need to review that when we actually work out what they're going to charge us. So that would be a paragraph on page 61. The budget, state budget, doesn't come out until September, but there's every indication they're not going to fix that.
Mayor, may I ask for a recession for a little while, please?
Recess?
Not a recession.
No, we don't want a recession.
I don't want a procession either. May we recess for a little while?
You could be Sarah.
For?
Do you want to take a break?
Basically, I'd like to take a break for 5 minutes, please. Thank you.
Councillor Burrows, seconded Councillor Doran. All those in favour for taking a break. Thank you. Councillors also needed to mention that on page 5, there's a list of other adjustments for the community services. We'll note them. Yeah. No, So the,
it's in the email that I sent this afternoon.
It's in the super section. Okay, councillors, let's go again, please. When you're ready, please, councillors. Councillors, item D, the remove 120,000 for spatial rate variation investigation pending the development of a mature asset management plans and adopted long-term financial plan. We've got a mover, please, for that.
Sorry, I was trying to find the motion on the screen. Is that?
No, well, that's going to be a separate motion that. Well, if this proceeds, it'll take D. If it's agreed to, it'll be part of the overall motion. If it's not agreed to, it'll be removed. That's why I didn't want to lose the whole recommendation for the sake of.
I think you're going about this a bit the wrong way around. That's part of the motion.
Yeah, but.
You should have, Councillor O'Connor should move an amendment to that motion.
Well, what I'm trying to do, and bear with me, Councillor Crouch, is to try and make sure that people can vote for the rest of the recommendation without... But, all right, we'll do it that way. We'll look... Councillor O'Connor... Thanks, Councillor Crouch. Councillor O'Connor, would you like to move an amendment, please, and take out with D removed?
As it's my motion,
Mr Mayor, I think it's Councillor Toomey's motion.
I'm happy to move
No, wait a sec. I don't care whose motion it is. Councillor O'Connor was asked by Councillor Crouch if he wished to move an amendment. The amendment would be to remove item D. Thanks for the advice. Councillor O'Connor, would you like to move an alternate motion, please? Okay. Fine, I can deal with it that way. All right, councillors, we've got the motion.
So we're really, can we just treat this as separating it? I think that I can't make sense of this otherwise. So we're
No, I've just been told I can't.
We can't. Because you've just
amended my motion. It's a foreshadowed motion.
So we're just amending my motion.
What's happened is your motion is your motion.
Yep.
What Councillor O'Connor's done is move a foreshadowed motion without it in there.
Yeah, but it's got to be opposite to be foreshadowed, and it's hardly opposite when it's 50% of it.
It supports all the rest of it. So I tried to do what I would have thought was sensible and was told I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I thought we should separate it out. That's what I was coming back to do.
Which is I agreed to, but I was told I was incorrect, so I'm taking advice.
I'm completely confused. So what happens after this? Can someone give me procedural advice?
The motion that's currently on the screen... is seconded and voted on and we get five votes, then we don't need the foreshadowed motion.
Right. So we are going to deal with the full motion that I put up first. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So what I'm concerned about, though, is it doesn't give councillors the opportunity to deal with the SRV question separately, which is what I appreciated about your sentiment.
That's why I was told that I had to include it as a foreshadowed motion. I agree.
Okay. Well, I think we've got to work out how to get that done, because I think councillors do want to deal with that separately, don't they?
Well, but...
I feel that.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
I supported that being the way the motion was amended in by separating it into two parts, like a part A and then a part B.
All right, well, let's go back to the original thing. This motion's in your hands. So if you wanted to take that out, I could take it to deal with it separately as a separate motion.
I would prefer that, because I feel the sentiment is councillors would like to address that separately. And I felt that gave that opportunity. But if I misread the sentiment, I'm happy to be advised.
All right, councillors, so that there's a couple of other items, councillors, you'll note in the on your spreadsheet that go to the issues that have to be changed for the community care service. And I'll read them all so that we understand that these will be added. If it's all adopted. Changes to the Community Care Service Action Plan as follows. 1.4.2.1 change action to provide HCP and CHSP services within allocated funding. Measure of success, no recorded deficits in acquitted funding. 1.4.2.2 delete, reason funding is now allocated in home program. 1.4.2.3 change to action description to maintain accreditation for community aged care programs. 1.4.3.2 change action description to maintain compliance with all of Transport for New South Wales key performance indicators. Measure of success, key performance indicators achieved. And a new action 1.4.3.4 trial local transport for Yorala residents, measure of success, 75% uptake of offered services. And as I say, the item 3, delete paragraph 2 on page 61, which refers to the emergency services levy. Councillors, what I'm going to do with your concurrence is move the motion as now amended by... Can we see all of that, please, Lauren? So we're all clear. Without the item on D, and we'll separate... Okay. Sorry. Thank you for that. And then we'll debate that separately. Councillor Burrows?
Mayor, I would like to have a discussion about the rates. I know that we haven't finally approved anything yet because we're approving the budget now, and I understand the difficulties that this could cause. However, I feel we may have gotten it wrong, and I would like to discuss it.
I struggle with the process, Councillor Burrows. We had a workshop. We had a meeting on the draft budget. We've had a month to review it. That's fine. If how much do you want the residents in Yorala to pay to cover the rural community?
At the moment, I would like to apologise for not having managed the process of this better myself. However, I'm a new councillor and I'm learning as I go. The more I ponder it, it's the fact that some rates will be dropping while others rise dramatically seems unfair. And whether that be whichever way round it is, like I don't mind who it is that it's dropping. I don't see why their rates should drop when others are rising dramatically. And I don't know exactly how we can fix this, but I would like to give it a whirl if possible.
I think to pick a one-off year to work on the ad valorem when clearly the base rate was introduced to reduce the amount that the farming community paid, and we've worked hard to make that base rate continue to do that, is short-sighted. But I'm happy to have the discussion around the room, councillors. We can throw all this out and come back in a month's time.
I would presume that if we did this, we would at very least have to have, if it needs more work and we can't do it tonight and the rates are going out, I would presume soon, or the rates are starting to be worked on soon, we would need to do this far sooner than a month. I would be presuming we'd have to have a meeting.
You can't make this sort of change to our rates, to our what we put out on public exhibition, without a full month for the community to review it. That's just a fact of life. So we're going to go a month without council having a budget. Councillor Doran.
We do have feedback, though. This has been an exhibition. We've asked for feedback and we've got feedback. And where I'm certainly in line with Councillor Burrows and Councillor Bower, I'm right from the start, I've been unhappy with the way the rate schedule was put forward, and I've continued to voice that. I haven't specifically targeted these people at all, but now that it's come to this point, I again raise my voice to say that I don't think it's fair. Farmers, people on farmland do it tough most of the time. So occasionally they have some good years, and at the moment we're in some good years. But prior to that, there was at least 7 years of awful drought. Like, I don't know how people got through that at all. I was not one of those people. I do live on the edge of town. I'm not in farmland. But I have huge awareness of the struggle that high rates cause to farmers. And I would not like to see there be a significant increase in that area, especially when residential rates are decreasing. So I've raised that from the start of this part of this process, and I still continue to raise it. We have received submissions from concerned community people along those lines. So to help me understand the process, we're here now to adopt this. It's been on exhibition, we've received feedback, so are we not able to then respond and change, make the changes that have been requested? I suppose with the farm rates, with the rates, it's not, we haven't got specific guidance to go with. So you're saying that we would need to then put forward something back to the community for them to then give us feedback again? Before it was adopted.
Basically, the process, as I outlined, is we had a workshop on it. We adopted the figures that were presented also by Mr. Councillor O'Connor to the New South Wales Farmers, who made one of the submissions. We then had our draft documents prepared, and then we've gone now to the final documents with some amendments on it. My view is if council votes to throw this out, then we start again. We come back in a month's time and we take off. And let's be really clear about where most of our expenditure is on rural roads, one way or the other. So the argument about the, you know, how that balances and 10 years plus or minus, as I say, all becomes part of it. So councillors, if you want to move, if you move and second that we throw it out, then we'll have a debate about it. We'll have
that actually wasn't so you want my to move question. That we, no, I just want to. My question was actually, so can you clarify for me that would need to be the process, that we would have to then put forward a new set of rates schedule, and that would then need to receive endorsement from the community, or at least not have submissions against it, and then for us to decide in a period of time for that to then be adopted. So that's my question. Yeah,
so absolutely.
On the process.
So we would need to rework the ad valorem figure.
Yeah.
And we would need to put it back out on public exhibition.
Right.
Councillor Burrows.
I understand how difficult this is. However, what is the point of us putting things out and asking for submissions if we get submissions and we then go, well, you're too late? we can't change.
No, I never said they were too late.
Well,
to the reason that Councillor O'Connor. Wait a second, please. Can you turn your microphone off? Thank you. Councillor O'Connor and a number of other councillors attended the meeting with the New South Wales Farmers. We made it clear what we're supporting. Okay, today we've got those submissions. I accept their comments. They weren't asking us to redo the rating process, but and they're obviously pointing out the inequities of it, but that's on a one-off basis. So, as I say, if I can have somebody move that we start again, please move that we change the ad valorem so that rural communities don't contribute, we will have the debate. Councillor O'Connor.
So the question was asked, what is the timeline, right? The timeline is this. By tomorrow, we would need to recalculate page 62 of the budget. In other words, you would take... You would take the 2022-23 figures, you would add 3.7% to those, or you would do the following. You would add those figures together, add the figures that are currently there, and then apportion the total to those, divided by the valuation, and you would come up with a figure. That could be done by tomorrow. It would have to then be rescheduled and then re-advertised. If it was re-advertised on Monday, we wouldn't have 28 days before the 31st of July. And if we don't set the rates by the 31st of July, then you cannot claim rates until the 30th of November.
Good, thank you.
I didn't say I had an answer, I just said I had a lot of questions. And understanding that, I mean, I never thought that this would be an easy thing, and I guess I just wanted to, you know, when we hear back from our community and we then go, oh, well, you know, we can't change it now, then I'm not sure why we're asking them for submissions.
Well, we are, but we heard from, as I say, the New South Wales Farmers, which is their entitlement, and one other ratepayer. We didn't, obviously, if we're going to charge the rates for the town area, we would expect to hear from them. If we're changing it for rural residential, we would expect to hear from them. They didn't have much to say. That's some sort of, and given that we send out the draft document, you know, give them all an indication, I would say that that's, you know, to be anticipated. But that you're right, we need to be reticent of that figure, and I think, but it's where, unfortunately, the only way I can go forward is for you to move a motion and we then debate it.
Well, I mean, I understand also that we can't afford to not have rates until November, because that would put us in a hole that we could not climb out of. Neither do I have the maths ability to do this immediately or be able to put it on public display tomorrow, which I imagine if we did it tomorrow, we could do it by the end of the month. I'm not entirely sure I have an answer, but I just feel that this should be, we need to discuss it, because otherwise it's like, you know, we ask people to do things and then we just go, well, it's a bit too hard, so we can't. And I don't feel that I am serving my community by just letting it slide.
Councillor Bower.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Burrows. I like to see someone fighting for the cause, but I think common sense has got to prevail here. I'm sorry to say it, but the horse has sort of bolted. One thing I won't be recommending or voting, you can put it out in public, an SRV won't be getting my tick after this, I can assure you, especially when we've got a balanced budget. And that's more or less without grants. So this council has done a wonderful job, including staff. The current staff has done a good job. Thank you very much for picking your game up. I've failed a little bit here because this has come up, crept up on me really, the result. But this council will be in council this time next year, and we will be forewarning right now, well, I will be, we'll be looking at this with a fine-tooth comb, and it will come up again, and the ad valorem will be on the table to discuss. I feel it is remiss of us to go against this at the moment. I know we're sending the wrong story to the community or part of the community or the higher ratepayers community, but it is too late to hold money back from the council this far into it. And I will say that this time next year, or earlier, a month from this time next year, we will be looking at this with a different slant, I can assure you. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bower. Councillor McMullen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Logistic. I noticed that these two submissions are dated yesterday and today. That, and I'm not having a go at the submitters or submittors, whichever it happens to be, but to provide this information on the day that we're supposed to approve this particular item on the business paper is a little bit unfair. I'd also put to you that they deserve a response based upon the fact that we have had significant discussions about these items on many occasions. People have been invited to attend those discussions. We've gone out of our way to attend other interested party meetings to provide the information for them. And in terms of a response, I would suggest that we put to them, in the same way as was put to the various people that have bothered to discuss it with us one-on-one, the answers that make our decision appropriate for this time. It may not be appropriate for next year, but for this year it is. I thank you.
Just pick up on two things. One is that we actually invite submissions up to 5 p.m. today, so that's their right. Yeah. The second... So the second issue is that as I say, a number of us attended the New South Wales Farmers Federation meeting. Councillor O'Connor was able to explain where we were at that stage. So it's not a surprise that issue's been as it is. Councillor Doran?
To put that in a little bit of perspective, though, I was at that meeting, and yes, the New South Wales farmers are a very polite bunch and they definitely listened and heard what was said to them, but right from the first instance that was said, and in fact one of them provided a presentation that was contrary to the presentation that we provided. So yes, they were very good at listening because, as I say, they're a very polite bunch, but they didn't agree and they were very clear in understanding what was being done to them, in that they would have an increase in their overall rate levy. So anyway, I can see that Councillor Crouch is very busily beavering away on something, and I'll be very interested to see what he's coming up with. If I put a thought bubble out on where my thinking is going, and I look at the table on page 62, that we can see that the yield of total rate levy for farmland is at 61.62%, and we can see that the residential, rural residential, ordinary business are all dramatically much less. So to my mind, I'd like to see a separate rate set for farmland, and the other one, two, three, well, mining you don't really count. So the other three, ordinary residential, rural and ordinary business, which are all centred close to town, as if I say it like that, that they be at a set their own rate and that farmland be rated separately to create more of a parity rather than the dramatic differences that we're seeing there. So that would be my suggestion, but I'd be very, very keen to hand over to Councillor Crouch if he had something to add.
We're very quickly going to need to have a motion on this, a second movement and a second or a debate, because I accept Councillor Bower's comment about that we should have a more detailed discussion well prior to the next, in the next 12 months. However, we've gone around this, we're not, one either way, if we go down the path, if this, if the resolution gets up that we change the ad valorem rate, then it will go back out on public exhibition for a month and we'll be back in here again somewhere late without a budget for the next 6 months. Councillor Crouch.
I very strongly support the flat ad valorem, the uniform rating system across the Shire. If we go back through in history, that's what I've been doing back to the year I started on council, 2011-12. The farmland rates were 61% and the residential rates were 18%. So in the intervening times, the farmers have in effect saved money. And the residential rates have been, have paid a larger proportion. And that's what Councillor O'Connor tried to explain. It goes round, it goes up, it goes down, depending on the most recent valuations that have occurred. This year, the change is perhaps a little extreme, but it will go round again.
Councillor Toomey.
I'll just make a comment. I don't have a framed motion for you, I'm afraid, Mr. Mayor, or anything complete, but I wanted to just say that I think we need to recognise and value the feedback that's come in. I realise everyone's read through carefully. It's they had every right to send it to a 5pm today, as you pointed out. It was our decision to hold the meeting at 5pm today. So I think it is really important, as Councillor Burrows has said, though, to really make sure we respond to that. And I think everyone agrees that it would be good if we helped to try and articulate it. I think some in our councillor headspace have a really good handle on this. And for some of us, it's actually just really, really tricky stuff. And I'll be honest, I find the ad valorem and the line and the different six different options that we looked at very complicated. And I do appreciate that we looked at all of them and there's been a lot of discussion. I think I just throw out there that I think it is, for me, a matter of that new rating category. I think that is a big part of the puzzle for our shire. I also think that when farmers are in drought, everyone really feels it. And so those are times that are tricky for everybody. And I think if we're going into that again, it's going to be tricky for everybody. And I don't doubt that, you know, it's not for me or to judge how much or less for anybody else, but it is going to be tricky for everybody when that happens again and we know that it's coming. So I feel we've got to stick to it at this stage. We have to adopt what we've had here. We can't afford to miss that rate deadline. We do need to keep having the discussion, and I think the discussion has to include that new category, and I hope that that helps draw some equity in the feeling for farmers and everybody, because it's been that up and down. And this year with the rate change, the valuation changes that drive all of this, I believe impacted because of the changes in valuations driven by property sales and renewable energy zones, you know, that's a big part of, I feel, the puzzle that we've got to push for. So thank you. That's all I want to add.
Councillor Burrows.
I would like to thank you very much for allowing me to have to push for this discussion. And
I'm soft.
Only a little. You don't want me to say that in the public forum. I think you're a very good mayor and I'm glad we have you. I really thank you for letting me do this, because I understand that your advice was that I was pushing hard against something. But I would just like to acknowledge that luckily it's only a year, and as Councillor Bower said, we need to be far more aware of this next year when we're working on it, so that we can make sure that we are better, not better informed, but better across it. A lot of us are new councillors, and it has been a very steep learning curve over many meetings since we started. And I'm really sorry. I think I got this wrong when I voted a month ago.
No, thank you for that. Right, councillors, so on the consensus view, we won't have a motion on that, but we'll take on board. Clearly, this has to be well articulated in March next year, so we have clear understanding of the impact. Will we have, Councillor Crouch, would we have land valuations by then, or are they set for a couple of years? Oh, right, so we will have land valuations, so that's appropriate. All right, councillors, we're back to Councillor Toomey's motion. You had a look at all of the...
Were we going to deal with the bigger motion or just the SRV component first?
We can deal with the bigger motion, or the whole lot.
Okay.
And then if the motion's defeated, then the foreshadowed motion of Councillor O'Connor gets up. We don't need a seconder for that. We'll need a seconder for your motion.
Yes. Please. Okay. So when you have one, I'm happy to speak to it.
Oh, sorry. Lauren, can you put it back in, please, and we'll deal with it. Sorry about that. I caused some confusion. I apologise. The other thing is, just for your noting, councillors, while we're putting that back in, the general manager did reply to the New South Wales Farmers after the meeting that we had with them. So yes, we will look to draft obviously replies to both the submission. Off the top of my head, I don't remember exactly what was in that reply, but I'll confirm that before we draft another one.
Would it be possible for us to actually just talk through the motion before we vote on it? Like, could we just... regardless of that, so could... If we're wanting to gauge the appetite for each of the items, why don't we just talk it through and work out the appetite and then what's in and what's out, and then we'll know? Because at the moment, we don't actually know how many of us feel about it because we haven't actually discussed it. We're just talking about...
Well, I was hoping that if I could get... To move it, then we can have the discussion about each of the items.
Well, if I suggest that
that's what we've been going for the last hour and 35 minutes.
And let's go through it separately then, and then we can decide if it, rather than we've already got a foreshadowed motion.
I cannot split them up and vote individually. So you can speak to whichever items you don't wish to support, and if you wish to vote against it or another foreshadowed motion, that's fine. But the problem I have is that on the advice, I can't take out the individual items.
Say that again. What's the problem?
Well, I tried to take an individual item out and they go, no, we can't do that. But so there are areas in there that you won't agree to. On the council Toomey's suggested motion,
yeah.
Are there areas in there that you will not support?
Are you asking me for my feedback on this now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Use the microphone, please, Councillor Doran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will. If I can just read it, because I haven't seen all of it, but I can read just one at a time as we go through. Is that what you'd like me to do?
You do whatever.
Okay.
Suits you, Councillor Doran.
So I'm happy with point one and two. I think that's okay. And so then if we go to A.
All of two?
Well, no, two is... the wording for two, and then we're going to A. So clarification on page 18 of the draft operating state, the percentage of the cost share. Yep. Well, I think that should stay in because we haven't got that done, so that needs to happen. B, remove the budget allocation for the special rate variation. I agree with that and that should still be in. C is updating all the operational numbers and capital numbers through the... Yep, I'm happy with that. So if we could scroll down then to D, thank you. Yep, I'm happy with D. Yeah, the keyboard is reflecting inclusion of Do we need a... Does it need to say QBRS in an operational PAN document? Does it have QBRS figures?
QBRS 1
should be in this?
The one for July to September is one.
Is in there? Yep, so it should maybe say QBRS 1?
Well, then you don't say
Oh, you
July.
Say the figure. Oh, yeah, July to September. But fair enough. No, that's okay. So you can take out the one. That's okay. Thank you.
Or put from July and September in brackets so people can...
Be really clear. Better. I think that's a good idea, actually. Thank you. And F, correct the spelling error in the footer of the document. I agree with that. G, changes the to community care service area. I think we've already agreed with that. So I'm happy with G. I'm glad I get to go through this so thoroughly. So the next one should perhaps be H. Would be delete, which is just a renumbering thing. Yep. Delete paragraph 2 on 61. Oh, that's the one. So does it actually need to be deleted or can we just leave it there? Oh, it is. Oh. Okay. Oh, fine. Okay, well, that's fair. Yeah, I'm happy for that to be in there. And so then that's point 3, is a report to come to council containing the updated asset plans reflect the expenditure. Yep. Yep. Is that it? I would like to say that I'm happy with that.
So does that mean you'll second it, Councillor Doran?
I will second that motion.
Oh, sorry.
I'll second it.
Okay. Move Councillor Toomey, seconded Councillor Doran. Sorry, Councillor. Any more debate before I put the motion? Councillor Toomey, you can speak to your motion.
Just to make sure I'm clear, because I appreciate wording got together very quickly this afternoon and I just want to be sure that I've got this right. Would you mind going up to the top so I can just see? Because I just want to make sure I'm looking at the wording that's been amended. I particularly want to speak to B because the reason I'm concerned about putting the money in now doesn't mean we can't put it in later. We can fix those things later. What we can't do is if the horse starts going on that one with asset management plans that are out of date, feeding into an LTFP that therefore is also wrong. I would rather we actually make sure, A, the asset management plans were right and up to date and financially reflecting what we're actually doing, particularly on capital expenditure, because that has a knock-on effect, obviously, into all the other areas like depreciation. And then our LTFP is right. And then we actually have the framework to have the conversation with the community. I don't want to see us sort of starting the SRV discussion parallel to that work, because that work determines whether there is an SRV discussion. And I realise some in the room feel that's a fait accompli. I personally just do not agree that we are at that point as a council. I think the staff have done an extraordinary job. Mm-hmm. And the work they've done and the numbers, the money, it's so much stronger than it's ever been. I feel that we need to get those documents in place before we assume the need for an SRV. The money is there, it's in the budget still. It's not going to be spent on something else. It's just not, we're not saying to the general manager, we're ready for that yet. What we are saying is we see that you're keen to have that conversation with us and the community, but we also want to get these documents and this IPNR framework as required in place before we spend any money on that conversation. That is purely what I'm getting to. It may be that the general manager has all these done and in 3 months' time the argument's very clear and we have to have that SRV conversation. Doesn't mean she can't put it back in the budget and it's all ready to go. But we shouldn't be spending that money until those asset plans and the long-term financial plan are right. And one of the reasons I've been concerned about this was councillors had the workshop about the long-term financial plan and that document fed the now really out-of-date plans into it. And so I don't think we're even close to getting an LTFP for a little while because we've got so much work to do on the asset management plans. So I'm not saying no, never. I'm just saying not right now. We've got to get those other documents in place first, which is what I tried to express by saying removing it pending getting those documents right. So that's. I hope that clarifies what I'm coming at there. And I hope the rest is self-explanatory. It's just about making sure that what we have now put in to the operational plan with those tables and those numbers is reflected correctly, and that the, because they follow from the bubbles above, and I just want to make sure the numbers do feed back correctly, because that just needed to me, seemed to me to need to be reflected, to be just to be sure, without me having the capacity to double check those things. So I hope that explains where I'm coming from and what that's all about. I'm happy also with the point for three that says, you know, it doesn't give the July meeting timeframe that I'd asked for, but I'm sure that if we're wanting to progress an SRV discussion, that'll come as quickly as it can, and I respect that. So I'm happy to appreciate the advice from the general manager there.
Just one item, please, Lauren. Can you note below all that a foreshadowed motion from Councillor O'Connor that removes...
Because there's been changes, can I run through them and see which ones? I think there's two now in.
It's now B.
A is, would be my foreshadowed motion. Then.
I was hoping you'd just take out B, Councillor O'Connor, and move everything else.
Take out B.
That was the original intent, your original intent, Tom.
Okay, I'll take out B then.
Okay, so if we can just, so we understand where we are, there's a foreshadowed motion moved by Councillor O'Connor that accepts all of those items except item B. So we don't need to change anything, we just need to note at the bottom that foreshadowed motion. So if the motion of Councillor Toomey and seconded by Councillor Doran is adopted, then the foreshadowed motion lapses. Councillor Doran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to also remember the comment I made...
Councillor O'Connor, can you turn your mic on?
Sorry.
..that I made about the newsletter and the budget snapshot, and that it doesn't appear to match the tables in here. So I just thought I need to actually mention that. I don't know if we need it in there.
I think staff have taken that on board. We've seen...
Yeah,
we've checked effective
that'd
figures.
Be really
we
good.
We don't need that in the motion.
And then there's one other thing, and I'm sorry, I just remembered now that I wanted to raise, is that page four, which is actually the message from the Mayor and General Manager, which I did raise...
And I made the adjustment that I agreed to at the time, and remembering Councillor Doran, where it says, you asked me to put increase our rate revenue rather than start it from scratch. I'll put that in. The other ones I didn't agree to. So, yes, it's a message from the Mayor.
Yeah. So it was an increase, wasn't the word that I suggested. It was actually...
Can I remind you, Councillor Doran, that this is my message to the community? I thought I'd taken what I needed to take out of that, but it's not your message.
Okay. And so, well, just I suppose I want to just reiterate that I'm not quite... Because, and the reason I'm bringing it just up again now, just for a slight bit of conversation, is that it does talk about a special rate variation in the middle paragraph. That so whilst council is determined to maintain our Shire independence, our research and review indicates that it's now time to undertake the work to assess the need for a possible increase rates to support a financially viable business model. Is that the one? Hang on. That will require further...
So, which I would say is beautifully worded without actually spelling out a special rate variation,
that's
but we do
right.
need to reflect on our own finances.
So that's why I never... just wanted to mention that again now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, councillors, have got motion moved by Councillor Toomey, seconded by Councillor Doran. All those in favour?
Nobody else wanted to
second it. No, well, technically it's closed once the move has spoken to it, but I have been... Right. Thank you, councillors. All right, sorry, councillor. I don't care who... Sorry. Okay, councillors, the foreshadowed motion lapses. So it was Councillor McMullen and Councillor O'Connor voted against the motion. I'm now looking for somebody to close the meeting.
Can you just clarify who voted which way?
There
Yeah, all but Councillor O'Connor and Councillor McMullen, they voted against it. Thank you. So, thank you, councillors. It's now 6:50 p.m. I appreciate everybody's indulgence while we work through what's obviously a very difficult process.